This episode is brought to you by Holy Stone Distilling, Utah's luxury, award-winning distillery, open for tours and tastings 21 years and older. Holy Stone's Perla Vodka is Utah's first grape-based vodka, which is too good to be true. Their Bozen Navy String Gin will blow your palate. It's the strongest gin in Utah, yet it's the most flavorful and extremely gentle on the palate. Holy Stone also makes Utah's first legal absinthe. Every time we share this absinthe to our friends, the look of joy on their face is priceless. These three items are located in both Utah liquor stores and within the walls of their distillery. Holy Stone also has the most beautiful, eye-catching purple Cerulea Gin, which some of the proceeds go to supporting breast cancer research. But let's not forget their Tsunami Sochu, which is made from koji, rice, and barley. This is the greatest compliment in any cocktail. Head to Holy Stone and Murray or hit them up on any social media platforms. Tell them we sent you and keep supporting local by buying local. Until the next spirits, my friends. You're listening to The Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. All right, guys, year in review with our team member, honorary Taste Master, part of the team, graphic designer, social media guy, my everything, Mr. Chandler T. Ride. What's up, homie? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm going to ask you a question off the bat.
Okay.
Utah won.
Yeah. Last time we were here at my house recording, I should say.
Yeah.
You're giving a shit like, yeah, they never pull through.
They don't. Nothing in Utah sports pull through. Listen to me. If you're a Jazz fan, how many? You are. I know you are.
No, I just went to the game and they lost the other night.
See, exactly.
To the Wizards.
But they'll do this thing where they'll be first the entire year. They'll get to the playoffs and then they just get me so hot and bothered and they do this thing where they
The Jazz, that's what's going to happen every year.
That's
just expected.
Utah, BYU, Utah State, I'm just, UVU, I'm used to it now. I'm like,
UVU basketball got a big win.
I know, against the...
That's BYU.
BYU, yeah, I got a flooded text about that one. See, they could win. I'm like, here we go. Yeah, the one time.
Yeah, then they lost to like Dixie State, Southern Utah, who they lost to.
Who knows?
I can't remember.
Garbage is what it
is. Sorry, my wife's in the room across the way, so...
Shout out, Andrea. Shout out. So, brother, you open this cider.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful. What cider did you open up?
You brought the Original Sin Crimson Chaos Spider, which you want to hear something really funny. So, one of my nicknames while going to school when I was an intern, I got was Spider.
Spider?
Yeah, I got it before Donovan Mitchell, before people say that. So.
Well, he's Spider.
He's Spider, but I'm White Spider.
You're White Spider.
No, I got the nickname Spider from the movie Goodfellas. Have you ever seen it? And because I was the intern fetching drinks and cigars. And
wow.
Yeah. And Crimson Spider was one of the nicknames that came across to that. So.
Interesting. That's really cool, dude. So this is an honor for you. This drink is for you. I made that on purpose. I did it on purpose.
Of course you did.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you've had the Original Sin's Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
And that one.
Yeah. And like you said, I'm not the biggest. You've got me in the ciders. Shout out to you getting into that. But that one was getting the different ciders and everything because I want like apple juicy spiders or ciders. I want.
What kind of ciders excite you then?
You got one that was, what was it? Get there. Okay. What'd you bring me? It was a spicier one or something that you had me try
maybe
once in, but it was just some different profiles and you can expand.
Gotcha. Yes. I'm trying to think which one. I've given you a lot of stuff, dude.
But most ciders, it's like, hey, Strongbow and stuff like that. It's like,
Do you know what's not a cider? That's the most
reds.
Yeah. People, especially my cider friends. Yeah. But speaking of, shout out to Scion Cider Bar, by the way. Went out there, a new cider bar in Utah. Fantastic. Great selection. It'll be better. I think they have 20 taps or in line to get 20 taps in their facility. Insane. And went over there the other night, had a bunch of ciders from DC. Oh man, shut the front door. I told everyone, if I can't have beer, I will be drinking cider. Or if I have a gluten-free, somehow gluten's the enemy and I'm going to die. Cider every day, all day. But not too bad, dude.
Refreshing, tasty. I like them.
I'm glad you like this one. This one's got like what? Is that cherry? Cranberry?
It gives me cranberry, kind of more like that. And it has a little tart to it, not too much.
Isn't not as sweet. I'm glad it's not super sweet.
No.
I like a touch sweetness.
And a little bit of apple. Not too much, but enough but to the still kill a still the... cider. Yes, it's still the base.
Gotcha. So, Chan, this is the year in review episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, last year we celebrated, you know, the first year anniversary. Second year anniversary is here. I feel like, so the two biggest fans, I think, in my book, I'm going to tell you this right up. Holly, number one. Holly will listen to every single episode, critique me on every single episode, give me feedback, tell me everything, and you are right behind her. You really are.
I'll take that.
Because you'd be thanks. Like, hey, I listened to this episode, this, and I'm like, Chandler, goddamn you, dude. So thanks for being part of the team. Thanks for being my designer. Thanks for being my manager, one of the honorary taste masters. Yeah, you're one of my managers, dude.
Does that mean I'm in charge?
You are in charge. You and Holly are in charge.
No, she's very in charge.
She is ultimate boss. She is the best. But so I want to talk about favorite episodes. So you, like I said, you and Holly, through the past year, I have had plenty full of episodes. What's some memories and some of your favorite episodes you've listened to or some people I've interviewed or some people or things you've learned? Like, talk to me about 2021, dude.
So when we first said this year in review, first thing I was like, shit, first, what happened in the past year? Because, I mean, you've done over 100 episodes. Congratulations on over 100 episodes.
Which, that was tough.
Which your 100th episode, first off, with TF. Every time you played the little 100 episodes, yeah, that was cheesy as hell. But I laughed every time you did it. So. Yeah,
that was all Corey. That's my producer, Corey. So that's, you know, he's also part of the team.
I'm like, what the hell? That's funny.
Corey's like, I'm going to do it every time. I'm like, you know what? It's going to be different. Fuck it. Just do it. And when I was listening to it again, I'm like, this is so corny. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't help. Like,
So that's kind of the 100th episode, obviously. Congrats on that. And then to go back and make sure, well, what happened this year compared to 2020.
Yeah.
One that shot off, I remember, and what reason I do remember this episode is because I was taking one of my friend, your friend now too, one of our old friends, he was having a surgery up in Ogden, and I remember us sitting out waiting for him, and you guys did, it was the gimmick beer episode.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was super cool. Yeah, Derek,
and I think you had
Chad
Chad Hopkins on there, and you had like pancakes beer and all this other bullshit.
Oh,
and
it was, yeah. Wyatt was still here, right?
I think Wyatt was still here.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But yeah, which by the way, I can't, a year ago, Wyatt was doing this episode. I can't do this justice compared to him. But that's one that jumped off to me. I remember pancake looking back beer, at everything.
Dude, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And just all the different lactose filled, like everything.
So Derek had a package sent from, I think it was Ohio or Michigan, somewhere over there. And it was just a bunch of gimmicky beers, like just over the top. Oh my God, a pancake. I forgot about the pancake beer, dude. Oh man.
So that was one. Just being a fan of what they've done this year when you finally got the Grid City guys
on
there and Grid hearing from City, them and the perfectionists that they are with that. Their beer is awesome. I still have not, I've yet to have a beer I don't like from them. Maybe another one off the top of my head is when you've got to the Utah guys too, just because that's my, as I talk to you, that's my go-to.
Yeah, Brandon Carson, whenever you go up there, like, where should I go? I'm always like, Utah.
Yeah. And then I think Brewster's is great. Towels and everything, Rooster, stuff
yeah,
like
sure.
that.
Yeah.
But no, Utah, they have it at Slackwater too. They have one of the best nitro stouts
that
it just smells like a campfire, tastes like a campfire.
Oh, hell yeah.
Where if you say, hey, what's your like favorite beer like in Utah? So, like that's one of them
the
right
thing,
there.
Not the diss on like Roosters or you know, Talisman. Mm-hmm. None of the, you know, I love them all. I really do. But the thing about Utah is it's a dinner and a show. You go there and they have the menu is off the hook. Like I love their menu. It's like almost cuisine.
Everything's good. They're just something simple. Their grilled cheeses are fantastic.
Yeah.
And they always have like a special jalapeno grilled cheese.
That's what I'm saying.
And stuff.
And they have cool swag. Mm-hmm. They're simple. And then you can look into this, like, you can look into the brew house. You see all the fermenters. You're like, oh my God, this is really cool.
Well, and then they have a balcony in the back that overlooks the baseball
field. And you got the baseball field in the back. And then you'll probably see Brett. Shout out Brett, because Brett's the hardest working motherfucker, I think, in Utah County. Or Utah County. In Utah.
Davis.
Right.
Davis County.
In Utah County.
But, that's you. You're Utah County.
Right, Utah County. And so. I feel like he's there Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays, nights, middle of the night, 3 a.m. Like, I feel like that guy's always there. So you might, you know, if you want to see a brewer,
brewing beer, Brett at Utah is probably one of your best chances for sure.
No, I like their place, and it's one of the very few places you can go get beers, and I can take my kid if I need to.
That's true. That's kid friendly. And what's another place you like in Ogden? Shout out to Ogden real quick.
Brewster's another one too. So we can another place we can take Lucas. We go to their one Layton location. I think their B Street one. One of the other ones that you know you could take your kids into also. Mm-hmm. But that's thing I like.
Yeah.
Helpful for us.
Have you been to Ogden River yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, Ogden River is really cool.
I heard they have one of the best. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. So I have a coworker that works up there. And they have an appetizer that I need to go try. I can't remember if it's like the fried, fried funeral potatoes, fried hush. I can't remember what they are, but they're
fried hush puppies.
I can't remember. I'm gonna look this up.
I don't know. I haven't. I don't know their menu. I've been there a couple times,
but that's why I've been told to go get there and try out because.
Yeah, but I mean.
We need more brew pubs like
Ogden
that.
Ogden River is doing great things in their view. I think they have the best location as in aesthetic wise because they have the coolest looking facility and then they have on the banks of the river.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in the back and in the summertime they open up that big ass mm-hmm. garage-ish door looking thing
yep.
and you just see
Mormon hush puppies. That's what
Mormon
they are.
Mormon hush puppies.
Idaho potatoes, cheddar cheese, bacon and green onions rolled in corn flakes, deep fried and served with antelope island sauce.
Fat
which is
me.
Basically, fry sauce. So
sold right there. Tell you what. But I like that. I like mm-hmm. that a lot. And I think their beer speaks for itself as well. They have good beers. I think what the crew is doing over there is great. Can't wait to get them on. That's one of my goals. Speaking of goals, that's one of my goals this upcoming year is I need to get more. I want to get Ogden River. That's one mm-hmm. of my bucket lists. I need to get them on here. I want to get Policy Kings on this.
We tried. They're slammed down there. We tried one trip. We went tried to go down there. I think it was back in, I can't remember where we were. We were driving down south one time. We tried to stop and go in there and they were so slam busy.
Oh yeah.
We couldn't get, we had Lucas in the car, boy, and we couldn't go in. Like we just wanted beer to go.
Right, 21 or up, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, but they've already outgrown that location, I think.
Oh yeah.
I mean, when you're,
oh yeah.
Cedar City's a college town with.
Yeah, Drain Sarah are killing it right there. And the thing is, that you're right. They need to expand. They need to get a little bigger.
It's kind of out of their hands because you already know trying to open anything in Utah, they're going to get shoved in the back.
I want Policy Kings beer up here.
Yes.
So we had some that we did the Veterans Day brew collaboration. Mm-hmm. We did with Hopkins, Strap Tank, and Policy Kings because Dre's a veteran, Chad's a veteran, Derek's a veteran. So it's really cool to have three different veterans in the brewing community, right? Mm-hmm. And we each had one of our own beers on tap at our facilities. And, thank God Sarah drove her ass all the way up here, dropped off beers in Hopkins, dropped off beers to us. We had it at Springville and Lehigh. So it was really cool. And that I need more of that stuff happening. Mm-hmm. It's really hard because they have a small setup. It's all homemade.
Very.
They're doing the best they can.
You can tell going in there and it's like, we're so behind on crowlers. Like, if you want to wait. And I'm like, no, I totally get it.
Right.
Like,
but that's a good problem to have.
It is. It's a great problem to have. But they need to grow and get bigger there because you can tell they have all the potential in the world. There's not a lot down there. Well, especially you see the next closest thing you go down to St. George.
And their Walmart's the most ghettoest Walmart ever. I'm telling you what. I was scared. But then Eat a Place, I don't know how to pronounce it, in Torrey, Utah, the newest cidery is down there. And I want to get them on, or at least get the cider maker or the owners. I had some of their stuff at the Scion Cider Bar in mm-hmm. Salt Lake. Great stuff. Good things happening. They have barrel-aged things too. I'm a sucker for anything barrel-aged. But what's some other good episodes you remember there, Chan?
Going through, there's one thing you had. I can't remember her name already. I think it's someone that works with Chad at his brew house. But she's talking about her story, and she brought up a couple of things like Monday Night Brewing. She's one of the brew houses she used to work at when she started out back in Atlanta.
Rachel Bell.
Yes, Rachel. And that's another one. I love when the brewers are awesome. You're going on, but just the people that kind of jump on that work in the brew houses and stuff like that or anything. Just hearing different backstories, and then all of a sudden she's like, you want to see a great craft beer scene like Gainesville, Florida? I'm like, holy shit, I'm going there next year.
Yeah.
So stuff like that and connecting.
Rachel's a powerhouse. I think she's an incredible person in the brewing community in Utah mm-hmm. and is sometimes overshadowed. I think she's mm-hmm. got a powerful voice.
Yeah. Utah Spirit Trail, another one. I had no idea.
Oh, shout out Chuck.
I didn't know about anything with that.
You gotta support the trail, dude.
And that was the first thing after it. I sent the link to my stepdad. I'm like, hey, we gotta do this. And he goes, yes.
It's so cool. So obviously, so here's my thing. And Charles and I are going to go in and like, we're going to do, I want to mm-hmm. go on to the tour and do it myself.
Yeah.
So I'm counting you in.
Invite me. I'm in. Let's go. And I have friends that want to go. Yeah, already, so
we got a bunch of people. We got to do that tour because I want to see it for myself. I did the beard bus last year.
Yep.
Which I haven't, Josh, motherfucker, I haven't gotten him on yet, but he's my goal this next year. Mm-hmm. But to do the Utah Spirit Trail and to go to a bunch of different distilleries, oh man, because Charles is one of the coolest guys ever. Mm-hmm. Badass beard, great ass wife, and he can make great sandwiches apparently.
Yeah.
So if you're ever in the Tremonton area,
hey, up there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, up north, up there. That's basically Idaho.
Always hit up Charles, he'll make you a sandwich.
Okay.
If he doesn't, tell him I sent you, he'll make you a sandwich.
All right, we're good right there.
But they're super cool people, and I can't wait to go up there. I owe him a trip up there, dude.
Yeah. So everyone's like going on with other people you have. You had your buddy Brent that jumped on. And that's one of those that when you jump on the episodes, like you're just kind of autoplaying, go to the next one. I'm kind of like, all right, who's this guy? Whatever.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like turns into, I'm a guy that was jumping out of airplanes in the military. Right. And now I juggled for a living.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, this guy. Okay.
Yeah, so Brent, I swear when I'm in the Springville location, I see him at least once a week and he is the nicest guy. He is the sweetest. I fucking love Brent. And he'll always bring his new homebrew batches. He'll always show them to me. Mm-hmm. And they're always great. Like, I'm like, I will crush 5,000 of these. And this last year, after I interviewed him, he went and got a kegerator. So now he has three taps on his kegerators. And so he's like, I don't really bottle beer much anymore. I just keg them. I'm like, hell yeah, okay. Dude. But he's still making good beers. He's telling me that he's hellbent on ales. Like, he's stuck on ales. And then he started, you know, he liked the hoppy shit. And then he started making or trying out lagers. And he's like, you know what? I like lagers.
Well, it's good. Someone down there, especially in the Springville area, there's people like that down there too, because there's not a lot. People like that down. Don't mean how many people you know homebrewing in Utah County?
Not a whole lot. As far as I know, not a whole lot. But yeah, there is some. Yeah, but he's still doing it, and I know he got a grandfather, and he's super excited for that. And you know, shout out Brent. Brent, you're one of the nicest guys ever. If you don't know Brent, know Brent. Because he was going to be at the Taste Masters Festival, and I know I was going to show him off to everyone. Because him and his wife Tracy, they're fantastic people. Dude, they have us over, Holly and I over for dinner. And Tracy makes one of the best charcuterie boards ever. And she makes some of the best cocktails ever. And he just has the greatest beer. Mm-hmm. And it's the best, dude.
So, but speaking of that, I mean, it sucks about the festival. I mean,
yeah, I mean, again, shout out to my team. You know, you got Kate from Hands Kombucha, Diaz from Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop,
the Cupcake Queen.
Yep, Scott. Right, you have Scott from Mindful. Then you have Rachel, you know, from Hopkins. They're my team that's setting that up to make that happen. And unfortunately, because of COVID and due to the holidays, it's kind of you know, weird.
It was tough, but I know people that are still stoked that couldn't make it can make it now too.
Yeah, so we're not canceling it.
Nope.
As far as I know, we're postponing it. So it should be, we are tentatively saying, you know, end of March, beginning of April-ish area. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that happens, but it's gonna be even better. Let's welcome spring with a beer fest, whiskey fest, sake fest, kombucha fest. Let's just throw it all out there.
Hopefully less COVID, right?
Less COVID. Hopefully, yeah. And if not, then let's just see
Omicron. I can't take Omicron seriously. I should.
Because it's Futurama. Yeah,
Omicron dude, 100%.
For CIA. When you send me that, I'm like, 100%.
I lure. Well, here to take this over.
One of the managers said it at Springville. He's like, just bring out the Zulu variant so we can get over with. Like, let's go.
All I can think about is Omicron's like little tiny lures. Because you know, like when they say COVID, it's like an imaginative, like little tiny virus, you know, for spikes. Sure. I look, it's lure.
Yeah, like the poplars. Poplars, yeah.
I hope you have people that like Futurama appreciate that.
And appreciate that joke.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at some of the episodes we did. Obviously started off with Mindful Coffee. Mm-hmm. So I interviewed Scott. And then right after that, I interviewed Julia. And Julia is one of my favorite brewers because she's underrated. Mm-hmm. She's making great things.
I mean, I don't love sours, but the Cosmic Fog Saunter, I always forget.
Cosmic Fog.
It's good. And it's fantastic. And it's got, we took it to our Super Bowl party too. And I think Andrea's in here. That's a sour she likes, and she doesn't like sours. And on top of that, it's pretty.
Yeah, so we're making that actually, when this episode releases, we'll be making it next month. So we're making it here. Mm-hmm. It's a seasonal thing. But Julia, whether she wants to be or not, she's the sour queen. You know what I mean? And working underneath her, and with her in Springville, it's been so cool.
She started the glittery trend.
100%.
I don't care what people say.
100%. She really did. But learning a lot from her, she's fantastic. And then interviewing Holy Stone's head distiller, Ethan.
Yes.
Holy shit, dude. That guy is a cool cat. You know, Holy Stone is one of the best distilleries in Utah. This awesome things. They have a great crew there. But then that was just the month of January, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was asked this question the other day, and Jack's Fridge Part 2, Lauren asked me this question. She goes, what was one of the most like memorable episodes that you've ever had? And to be honest with you, wasn't a I don't know how to phrase it. The most intimidated I've ever been on an episode was interviewing all the girls or a lot of the girls from Pink Boots.
Yes.
I lost sleep for that episode. I don't lose sleep for a lot of episodes, but I lost sleep for that one. And they're all like, oh, David, why'd you lose sleep? Because there are some badasses at one table. Mm-hmm. I had five incredible ladies at one table, and I'm sitting there like, oh, how do I do this? I remember going in there shaking, and I have Lauren Lurch, Jackie King, Jamie Burnham, Corinne Rydell, and Julia. Julia's the one that brought the Pink Boots to Utah, mm-hmm. right? And so these ladies, they're all best friends. They're all laughing. They came in here, and they just, like, when they walked into the room, I just demand, like,
Those episodes. And it's, I know there's kind of like a rule sometimes you're supposed to follow a podcast, like you're not supposed to have so many people in a room or whatever it is.
Yeah, sure.
That one flew. Like when you listen, like kind of like
six people in one
room.
And
I'm listening to these usually when I'm sitting in the car or whatever and stuff like that. And I remember I'm kind of like, oh, this is already over. And it went so fast and there were so many, you had so much to cram into one. Yeah. And it's still like almost an hour and a half long. I want to say
something like that.
And that was one of the better ones that I was going to bring
up. So one of my goals is I already did it with Jamie, but I want to delve into each of the girls from that table. There's more in the Pink Boots. It's not just those ladies, right?
Yeah.
But I want to showcase, you know, who's Corinne? Like, let's talk about just Corinne. Let's talk about just Jackie. Let's talk about just, you know what I mean? So I got Julia and I got Jamie, and they're always going to be some of my best friends. I love seeing them in public. I love seeing them outside of this. And I feel like that's a relationship because of that episode. I'll never forget them and we'll always be best friends. And it's so cool because they are the sweetest ladies ever. Love them. So shout out to the Pink Boots because Pink Boots in Utah kicks ass straight up. After that, I remember my mead episode with Will. That was really cool. Sitting talking about mead, homemade mead. You know,
I didn't know about mead or anything right, with
and
it.
And him talking about that. And then right after that, I brought my cider friends to do more cider episodes. And so looking between the contrast of mead and cider was really cool. It was really, man, I loved it because I've seen mead on tap some places and I'm even Scion, they have mead on tap. I'm like, oh great. This is, yeah, we should know what mead is, right? Don't be scared of it. Just because you don't know what it is. Man, that's shit. I say another beer, dude. What's the next one?
What are you thinking?
Let's see. Well,
should we bring back a classic?
Can bring back a classic. We can open a new West Coast. We can open the new proper beer. You tell me, brother. It's your call.
You said the proper probably for last.
We can do it right now, but it depends if you want to try the other ones. It might be a little palate wrecking.
I mean, it's tough because the brown ale's kind of get that nutty flavor lasting for you a little bit too if you want to. Let's do the Moose Knuckle. In honor of Wyatt, the Moose Knuckle.
The old Moose Knuckle, dude. In honor of Wyatt. So why is this one of your favorite crushable beers?
As far as brown ales, it's Moose Drool, not Moose Knuckle, as much as our boy Wyatt wants it to be Moose Knuckle. I remember the very first time you invited me back on here, it was right when the COVID was starting,
The COVID, when the world ended.
And you said, hey, we're reviewing brown ales, and trying to find a good session brown ale is... It's hard.
Yeah.
There's not a lot out there. At least a good one, too.
Good one.
And this is the first one that came to my mind that I brought along, too. I brought that, and I brought the English style Samuel Smith.
Fantastic, dude.
Anyway, but that's just one. I had it on tap forever ago when I was in Idaho. And it's funny. It's expanding now. You can get it, I know, at Slackwater. They do a good job. I think, is it Joey? Your guy?
Joey. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Archie.
But Joey's a good guy. Joey knows what he's doing. He's got a great palate for beer. And that was a fun episode, too, because Joey, he was someone who could always, he always asked for good beer, he always asked for good selections, and he's not afraid to shun shitty beer. He knows how to have good beer, drink good beer, celebrate good beer, and he's got over 300 beers in one room. Fuck Slackwater, is all I gotta say.
They did great. And this is for a good session, brown ale, you can find out. I mean, at Harmon's, it's one of those, like, if I'm grabbing that. And I've probably grabbed it at least six times this year.
This beer is so good.
Don't worry, I was yelling at my dog. He was in here being. We have a golden retriever, so of course he is very needy and needs
another
attention.
Redhead.
And he is. He matches Lucas's hair.
That's funny.
Identical, but he loves new people. So David's here and he smells the kitties. So.
But Joey from Slackwater, great guy. I'm glad we're friends. And you know, I love Slackwater, and I push people to go to Slackwater.
Go to for like one of our favorite places.
I hate how it's my go to. Like if I ever pass Draper, right there.
It's right there for us because we live here in Riverton. It's easy to get to. We take Lucas there, so it's kid friendly. And there's you open the menu and there's hey beers
for everyone, gluten free, gluten reduced.
It's great for me to go try out. That's how I found one of my favorite beers from Vernal Brewing, which.
Do you know what they're slacking though? Kombucha. Slackwater needs to get on the kombucha game. We'll get some fucking kombucha on tap. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. You know the guy in charge of that, so.
Hey, I'm pushing that.
I'm calling him out now.
So here's two more episodes that will get overlooked, but I'm really, like, let's go four episodes.
Yep.
So interviewing Kenzie.
Yep.
She probably doesn't listen.
The photographer.
She probably doesn't listen to my podcast, which is great, but she was fantastic. Because meeting her, I got to meet the girls from Hans Kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
And interviewing the girls from Hans Kombucha, I love those girls. Hannah and Kate are doing great things. They're having a new brewery. I'm calling it a brewery. A kombuchery. The kombuchery. I love seeing their booches. They have the nicest booches in Utah, I think. They're going to start a thing. Hopefully, it's a real thing. But you know how it's like a sober November kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, you know how we all start these New Year resolutions all want to like, oh, let's go on the healthy game.
I'm going to go
on the fucking the gym every day. And then it kind of falls off in February or March. Mm-hmm. Well, they're getting ahead of this.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of hooch, show us your booch.
Okay.
Ah?
All right.
So I like how, you know, instead of hooch, drink your booch. Something like that, right? Okay. So I want to make something for them where show us your booch.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to see your hooch for the month of January. I want to see your booch.
I gotcha.
But those girls are great. You know what they're doing for the great sponsors. They help me out for some reason. They are fantastic.
For some reason.
And I love reaching out to them them reaching out to me because they're fantastic. Every time I see them, I'm just smiling ear to ear. You know, Hannah and Kate, they're doing great things. I'm still waiting for a spicy kombucha. I know they're fucking listening to this. I want a spicy kombucha. Like, I'm thinking like, pineapple habanero.
I would have your interest in that, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's go with spicy. But who knows, dude. And then Brandon, my photographer friend, he was a badass motherfucker. I drink some beers at Grayson and Bryce. Bryce is one of my biggest supporters and biggest fans. Shout out to Bryce. My non-alcoholic beer episode with Corey.
Mm-hmm.
That one was interesting because...
That was awesome just for anybody. I hate to call it. It's good for anybody in Utah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's because everybody has... You have friends that don't drink. It's just the way it is, and it's fine.
He's a DD.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
And the thing about it is I learned a lot that day because it humbled me because I think as a beer drinker, non-alcoholic beers taste disgusting, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to figure out a way to not make them taste disgusting. Because there's some, like Heineken Zero tastes just like Heineken.
Yeah, it's pretty.
So it's possible.
It's actually really good.
You're right.
I have a buddy that actually drinks Heineken Zero over
and
Heineken.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Because I would like to drink a bunch of beer without feeling schmammied sometimes.
Yeah.
That's a good option. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to sit down with him and learn how different people out of the state, we had to get out of state non-alcoholic beers, but to see how that worked out is great.
Which, of course, I remember a lot of them not being good.
Yeah, unfortunately, I let everyone, I told how I felt about these beers out loud, but hey, it is what it is. And then I remember sitting with Chad and interviewing Brett and Carson for the Utah episode. I love that episode because I can sit there with Brett and Carson and just chew the fat and we will laugh our asses off. I think Brett and Carson, I have laughed harder than with any other brewer. Those two are the brewers I have laughed the hardest with because I don't know what it is, but we get in the same room and we are just chuckling. You got to meet those two, dude. They're badasses.
I love their brewery. So you already know they're going up there and they do good stuff. Just hearing everything behind with that because – what they've built is just mad. It's just special with
it's
that.
Good. They have a good crew.
They have one of the coolest
locations.
They have
a great crew, good marketing. Like, that's really good. You know,
it drags me up to Ogden. So.
And then Grid City. I reached the Grid City. That was really cool to get all three of the boys in one room and sit there and talk
cool
to
story,
them.
Cool story, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, Justin, Drew, and Jeremy are doing great things. They're in line to do better things.
So, them along with probably Bewilder. Those are, like, the two, when people ask about different breweries I've been going to, like, those are the two I probably point to because they're newer. People that that kind of are in the beer scene but not don't know too much about them, when they go, yeah, they're blown away. Like, it's send them over to Grid City and like, go try the Honey Cream Ale. That's the first thing you're going to get sucked into.
If Holly craves the beer,
yeah,
that's like, everyone should try
the Honey Cream Ale, the House Pilsner, the Freak their Seltzer.
The Rosé Seltzer, man.
Yeah,
that hybrid.
Oh, you're never going to touch a Vizzy or anything else ever again.
I hate Grid City. I'm going to make a shirt that says, I hate Grid City. And walk in there and be like, I hate you guys. You guys are so good. And they have a great deck now.
Yep.
Good space, dog friendly.
And I like their location. Like, it's one of those. They didn't get shoved to the corner. Like,
no.
Those guys did a good, was it Drew kind of with part three? Like, they found such a good location there right off of 21st, too, where it's
333.
It's going to thrive. Yeah. You know it is.
It's going to.
Yeah.
And then doing the boys of the Messing with Mormons. You know, those boys are good. They're doing great things. They're trying the
your
best.
Your episode with them was good, too.
Yeah. Just trying to educate them on beer. And they're awesome. They're really cool. Eight Settlers Distilling. Those guys, that distillery can kick ass. You know, it's got prime location. What Jason and Dylan are doing over there, I think they have potential. Their gin was fantastic, by the way. I love that. Hopefully they kick ass. Matt Yeager, I had some fun times with him. I had a fun time with him, just interviewing him and hear his story. I love that cat so much. And then I got to use him as a He got to come as a co-host, and we interviewed the boys from Proper.
Yep.
So Jack Kern, Jeff Bunk, oh my God. Those two, I have, okay, next to Carson and Brett, Jack and Jeff, I have laughed so hard with.
And they make really good beer,
too. They make great beer. They made my favorite beer this year, and they won an award on it. It was Jeff's little baby, but it was the Whispers of the Primordial Sea. They're smoked Helles with pineapple, and it was the best.
Which is one of the few I have not been able to try
yet,
and
I'm so excited. Your hands
I
now,
know, thanks soon. To you. But is there anything that's just, they're so good.
And then they're grateful enough to do a collaboration with the Tastemasters, and we did a hazelnut cream ale. And you know what? We learned a lot from it. It was awesome to do that, and the fact that they were willing to help me and put my name out there and to make a beer with me was fantastic. So hopefully one of my goals for 2022 is more collabs. I would like to do more collabs in the name of Tastemasters. You know, whether it's
you have one with Bewilder right now.
Bewilder, yeah. Well, that's not Tastemasters. Strap Tank does, yeah. That was
I'm talking to you, sorry.
More of a Derek and Julia baby.
Yeah.
It's a team effort for sure, but the Wee Heavy. I think Ross, what he did with the label was really cool.
But what do you think we get with collabs between beer? And that's one thing whenever we go, I'll go somewhere and I see it's a collab, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, collabs are cool.
Because, you know, it holds something special.
Like, I would like to do a collab with, if I had a brewing aspect, collab with Policy Kings. Like, hey, Drake,
just
get your ass
up here.
Yeah, and then we'll make a
another
shit
ton of
it. And then you take a bunch down there, you know, or something like that. And because I know we did with Utah, made the Cerveza Negra, and that was bomb. I love that. And then we did the Rausch beer or the Rauch beer with Ogden River. That was really tasty. It was a good introduction for people who didn't know what Smoky Helles was. And after that, I did, you know, or before that, I did Hammer Spring. JP is one of the most underrated distillers in Utah.
That guy's insane.
Oh my God.
We have to hang out and go talk to him after.
But isn't he a badass motherfucker?
He's awesome.
Dude? He's so cool.
Well, he treated me like, I mean, I met him there. I knew his product I've had before, and then he's all like, you're my best friend too. Come here. And I'm like, all right, sounds good.
And we became part of the R&D team.
Yes.
Right then and there. And JP is one of the most soft-spoken, biggest heart. He's like, him and Charles, I think, are like the best. Like, they're good people.
Yeah.
And I like that, dude.
Yeah.
I like that. God, go to Hammer Spring. That's all I got to say. And then while you're out there, go to Simplicity Cocktails. And Simplicity, I think, is kicking ass.
I'm so happy you got talked with them finally.
Oh, man. I'm glad you were there, dude. I'm glad you were there. It was a fun time.
So they're, and I'm happy kind of bought in everything. And that's just another group of friends coming in that got in. They were stoked for the, now that a lot of them are now happy it's in the spring, your festival. Coming with that, but
I'm so pumped for them.
I don't know. That was kind of, I mean, I've been on a few episodes of it. You almost going through, I'm waiting for you to bring up the portable whiskey or vodka in a can.
Oh man, let's talk about that.
And I'm waiting for you. And then now it's at the DABC stores.
Oh man, isn't that awesome though?
But
you can reseal it.
Yes.
That's insane, dude.
And then I've never seen you more.
I was tickled. That's the best word I can come up with right now. Tickled, dude. It was amazing.
They're just the smartest people. God. Just take a can from energy drinks in high school playing
Xbox.
Can we
talk about Chris Weed's beard right now?
Yeah.
It's long. It's like Chuck's. It's like fantastic. Yeah. It's just perfect. Trimmed to tee. No big deal. Handsome motherfucker. Yeah, Chad and Becker are cool. Oh, man. That was a cool episode, dude. Good time.
Nope, Chad came and he's awesome. Good partner with this, with me and my work too. Like they came, they sponsored our, one of our work parties. Mm-hmm. And then I found out after that, one of our donors liked him so much that they took them on and he had them for their Christmas party. Yes! It's just, it expands more and more, dude. People helping people.
Small Lake City, dude. Let's keep it going, dude. Let's keep supporting each other. And then before we take a break real quick, I'm going to talk about two more episodes that really touched me. Mikey from Utah Beer Blog.
I'm glad you brought that one.
Yeah. So Mikey Rydell has the best, in my opinion. So this is the best way I can explain Mikey. And this is, I'm meaning it as nice as possible. Do you remember the movie Ratatouille?
Yes.
Do you remember when the critic chef guy who mm-hmm. went and checked and he was snooty?
Yes.
Okay. That's not Mikey.
No.
Remember when he had the Ratatouille? He waited till the entire restaurant cleared.
Mm-hmm.
He met the rat. And then he gave his honest opinion about how, you know, it changed his life. And then mm-hmm. he came back all the time with the rat,
yeah.
you know. And that guy, like at the very end of the movie, mm-hmm. that's Mikey, my opinion.
He's kind of the, in my opinion, kind of the OG of kind of the craft beer people. Keeping people together, what's going on.
Yeah.
One of like him, Tim Herron, some of those guys out there too and stuff. Mm-hmm. But Mikey's the guy I would jump on in Fridays and see, hey, what's going on out here?
So I think Tim Herron and Utah Beer Blog, or Beer News, excuse me, Utah Beer News. Shout out Utah Beer News. I think Tim Herron has the best overall blog mm-hmm. when it comes to news related Utah mm-hmm. craft scene, beer craft scene stuff, anything like that. Like it's the best. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to like rating beers and critically wise without mm-hmm. being a douchebag,
yep,
is Mikey.
No, he's fantastic. I don't know. That's the guy I've always known before. When you said, and I saw you posted an episode, I'm like, you talked to Mike. You're like, yeah. I'm
we
like,
had a great time.
I'm like, that's a guy I've followed already too, and everything. I'm so happy you get to talk with him. And
ever since we see each other from them, we give a huge ass bro hug. And mm-hmm. I don't know why, but we keep laughing. Him and I just laugh. I don't know what it is. We just laugh, dude. It's a great mm-hmm. time. And then his wife's a badass, Corinne, mm-hmm. right? Part of Pink Boots. He's awesome. And then last but not least, kind of halfway through, mm-hmm. and I got to sit with Erica Palmer. Mm-hmm. Of Red Rock with Holly.
Yes.
And to watch the most special woman in my life, Holly, sit down with one of the coolest and most special people in the craft beer scene in Red Rock's history, Erica Palmer, it blew me away because Erica Palmer is the nicest and most zenful, sweetest lady you could ever meet. If you ever get the chance to meet Erica Palmer, introduce yourself because I promise a part of her happiness will come off and be onto you. Like mm-hmm. that's her. And when she met my significant, I was like, this is my Zen. This is my, you know? And so like that episode is really powerful because mm-hmm. that one, I remember sitting there and I didn't want the episode to end because Holly and I were just in awe from her story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like Holly and her became best friends right there.
Well, how many people have just come through, like you said with her, like come through, worked with Red and gone on other things too? And
I don't know, dude. It's fantastic though.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, that's the first half already. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
It's only half of the year. So many memories. I can't believe it, dude. I'm like, thinking of some things, dude.
Memories. It's like the Weezer song.
Right. I just think of Jackass whenever I hear that.
Make me want to go back there.
All right, dude. Well, on that note, let's refuel and come back. Sound good?
Yes. Hit the pisser.
This episode is brought to you by Syrup Co. Syrup Co. makes simple syrups for your cocktails, coffee drinks, sodas, and more. Nate and Jacob started Syrup Co. in 2020 as a way for people to create tasty drinks at home that are accessible and easy to make. They cook, bottle, and label every single bottle themselves right here in Salt Lake City. Try the new limited holiday syrup sampler featuring butter pecan, cranberry sauce, and candy cane. Hell yeah! No matter your favorite holiday drink, this sampler pack will not let you down. Find their syrup at a handful of local retailers or buy direct on their website and get free delivery in the Salt Lake Valley. Use the code TASTEMASTERS upon checkout for 15% off your order. That's right. Use the code TASTEMASTERS for 15% off your order. Trust us when we say this is syrup you cannot miss out on. Until the next syrup, my friends. This episode is brought to you by Hopkins Brewing Company. Hopkins Brewing is located off 21st South in Salt Lake. Hopkins has live music, local art, and they use locally grown and sustainable ingredients in both their food and craft beer. Their food menu is off the charts. Their handcrafted beer is also fantastic. Upon checking out, use the code TASTEMASTERS to get 10% off any food. That's right. Use the code TASTEMASTERS to get 10% off your entire meal. come get a pint at Hopkins and support your local breweries. This episode's also brought to you by you, if you wanted to be. We are looking for sponsors and would love to have you as part of our team. Feel free to email us for details at thetastemastersdrink@gmail.com or DM us through all social media platforms. All right, guys, we are back, and Chandler is opening the newest 7% IPA from Strap Tank. This is a collaboration between all of us. Derek, Julie, and I all had hands in making this West Coast IPA. Fantastic, my man. I mean, you tell me. Okay. I think it's pretty good. While you're pointing that, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite episodes in January. I got to interview Joel, the cider maker from Mountain West. I think getting to know his background in winemaking, coming back to Utah or coming into Utah and doing cider, was so much fun. I think Joel and I have this weird banter that just, I can't not laugh around that guy. And then after the Joel episode, I asked him to be a co-host and interview the Syrup Co. boys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want an episode where you just laugh your ass off about nonsensical stuff, that's a great episode.
The Syrup Co. one was good.
Yeah. And so thank Joel, because Joel is Earl Grey and I'm London Fog. That's our porno names if we were to start one because of that.
Yeah.
It's a great episode. And certainly, you know, the boys at the Syrup Co., fantastic things, fantastic syrups. And my favorite thing to do with their syrups is when I have club soda, just put some of their syrups in there.
Yep.
That's it.
No, they make everything for anything for, instead of going to like Swig or any of the other place like that. People that want their fancy ass sodas, you can get everything from them and make it from home for a hell of a lot cheaper.
And instead of getting like 8 different parts for a cocktail, just use one of their syrups and they'll simplify it. I mean, it's still quality. It's not just cheapened, you know, tonic water, right? Yep. Something like that.
West Coast IPA.
Oof.
Well, that's balanced. That's good.
Right out the tank. No bottle conditioning. That's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
Clear, clean, no sediment, no yeasty.
Mm-mm. Mm. That's... And it's a 7%. That tastes like a session.
Right. Get you in trouble kind of thing.
It's smooth.
After the Joel one, Den and Brick. Harley and Tui, that was a fantastic episode. I think they have the potential to make Dent to Brick the way it's supposed to be, right? Great guys.
Honestly, a distiller I didn't know a lot about until you interviewed them either, too. So.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see what else they're going with. Like the barrel program is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last half, dude, I mean, I'm going to keep just spitfiring a bunch, but, you know, you talk about Rachel Bell.
Yep.
Rachel was fantastic. Her being a co-host with the Libby episode, finding out that Libby Taylor is one of the most badass women in Utah and just works for the Wasatch, you know, the Squasatch, right?
I need to talk to her too before it's all said and done.
Oh yeah, Libby is so cool, and she, once she puts her foot down on the pedal, she's gonna be unstoppable. Mm-hmm. That girl's got some talent. And then Suki Sake.
Yes.
Sake was one of my, oh my God, that was a fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing that with Chad and realizing that sake
How to properly drink sake.
Right?
Because no one knows about that
so,
here.
In case anyone didn't listen to that episode, A, go listen to that goddamn episode. Mm-hmm. And B, you don't pour your own sake. You pour your guest's sake, and they're supposed to pour it for you. And it's okay to have it cold. It's okay to have it warm. It's pronounced sake, not sake.
Sake.
Which, you know, we always say that wrong.
Nah, we're white. It's okay.
Right. And
well,
then
I'm white.
I'm white. And then, you know, interviewing... Stambaugh, love Stambaugh. Stambaugh's another beautiful artist in this country, a great friend. Interviewing Jamie. I remember interviewing Clint Jones from Heber Valley. That was a fun episode. He's got one of the best West Coast IPAs, I think, in my opinion. It's right there in Heber, not too far. Great things.
Both those things, I mean, we've tried going there once. We have our cabin on the way up there too, but they're in a good location.
Mm-hmm.
You can just tell it's going to boom and thrive in Heber right there.
Yeah. Because you got Offset and then you have Wasatch and Park City.
Yep.
You have cool things up there.
Yep.
You know, speaking of Wasatch Park City, the Nils episode, it was really cool to sit down with Libby and Nils and just talk about the, you know, the only copper kettle in Utah, as far as I know. And Nils is, I fanboyed when I met him.
Mm-hmm.
He was awesome, good guy. But yeah, and then, you know, Cocktail Queen Ray Jordan, meeting her, that was really cool. See, great cocktail she made with absinthe and coffee. Get out of here. My Oktoberfest beers with Chandler. That was a good episode, dude.
Last time you were here.
That was a good Oktoberfest. Like, we had some good beers that day.
Tried new ones, found ones we liked. Some we, that was great.
Then we birthed the Jack's Fridges episode.
Yeah.
So Jack's Fridge is the longest episode ever, I think, but it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jack's
Fridge. That's why you have part two.
Part D. Not part two. Part D. That was fun because Lauren and Jack, and then we had Colby from Fisher, and that was really cool. It was an honor to have all those guys on one table. Simplicity, Epic with Gus, TF, my 100th episode, dude. That was, I've never cried in an episode. I cried in that episode, dude. It was beautiful. It was really awesome to have Kevin and Britt both there and just pick their brains and just be so humble.
Well, people that know you know how much you, I mean, you talked about you fangirl and love the work they do and everything that goes into it. I mean, that's the equivalent. I mean, don't worry. I cried at the Pac-12 championship game
in Utah. Won.
It's fine. That's your quote. You won. You finally, you hit it. You got the interview.
It was really cool. You know, even though every time you hear 100 episodes, you hear balloons. You cannot laugh at that. It's just funny. I'm glad Corey did that.
Way to go, Corey. I laughed. You
know, hearing Britt, that she's just as important to that brewery as Kevin is. Mm-hmm. And that, you know.
Well, it's reason it's TF. Yeah, it's Templin not, family, you know, really, not the Kevin Templin.
Kevin Templin. Yeah. And you know what? He's got a great staff and he's got a great thing going for him. And he's always, his door's always open.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's just as great as him, Jason Stock.
That was a cool episode. Like you said, everything that goes into how awesome he is and everything that's going on with, but he's not the guy that's brewing what he's known for and being the label guy for Squatters.
So when I interviewed that, after the interview, I'd ask a lot of people from the co-op, like, hey, did you know, who made Hop Rising? And every, 90% of them, Jason Stock, that's his recipe. I'm like, it's not, dude.
And he's first to say it, too. He's like, I can't take credit for that.
Yeah, and he's humble about it.
Back then with the badass beard.
Perfect timing, you know? But he has become one of my dear friends, and he's super nice. And that guy's a badass dude. And what he's doing over there at Squatters. So remember the Sam Smith?
Yes.
You brought?
Yeah.
So he made, I shit you not, a clone of that. His nut brown that came on tap was fantastic, dude. Jason Stock is a great guy. I hit him up all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, he even said, too, that the oatmeal stout that he does, I think there. I think it's the one he made that. You're right, too. I nerd over that. Like, that's.
So his baby is the Outer Darkness.
Yes, the Outer Darkness. Oh, man.
The Russian Imperial. Like, that's his. And, I remember stabbing that. It's going to come out next year, so hold on, everyone. But I sit down with Kevin Templin, Jason Stock, and Joel Goodwillie. We beer stockle beers. So that beer stockle episode hasn't come out yet. Yeah, it's keyword, but it's a fantastic episode. It's what I've been doing right now lately with everyone. Good episodes coming out for the beginning of the year. there's two big episodes that are going to come out or came out this year. Chris Dietrich of Level Crossing. I love what he's doing. I think he's creating a different niche for himself at Level Crossing. I think he's doing awesome things, and he's award-winning. Him and Gary are kicking ass over there.
We've talked about the Philly Sour.
The Philly Sour is one of my favorites. Brand new, different strain.
Yeah.
It's where you can make a sour beer, or any beer sour without infecting your brewery. Fantastic.
Well, can we just say they've probably won Name of the Year? I know they won an award for it, but the White Salamander.
White Salamander. Let's go. That's the best name of beer. Oh, yeah.
If you've lived in Utah and know anything about the White Salamander and upset right there. Wait.
And then one of the most humbling and awe-inspiring episodes is last week's episode. And it will be with Steven. Steven Engel works at Bewilder. That guy's story is beautiful. You haven't listened to it yet, Chandler, but it will be by the time this episode comes out, it will be most recent one. And Steven is the most charismatic, big-hearted, beautiful mustached man I've ever met. And he is so cool. And he brought me and made me his own roasted coffee beans. And they were fantastic. And I can't wait for you to listen to the episode because it's so cool. But it will be coming out. And Steven from Bewilder. If you ever get a chance to go Bewilder, ask for Steven.
Oh, yeah.
And, meet that guy because he is a cool cat.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a really good one to end on. But Chandler, I know I've done a lot of talking. I want to ask you some questions. As Chandler Ride, what's some personal goals you have for 2022?
Personal goals?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one, we have a baby due in March, so
I'm just saying the name David is still open.
Yeah, it is. Well,
and or
well, being sure with we, you can take credit for it. My father-in-law is named David.
Great
it is,
name.
It is a middle name being considered. So that's there's fine. That. So,
but
it's a boy. So
also
there you go.
Looked into it. Oh, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
Congrats, you two. Thanks. And then I've always wanted to be a godfather. So yeah. Put that out there, just okay. In the works, right? So if you already have a grandfather,
yeah.
But you don't have a godfather.
Yeah.
And so why not keep it David the whole way through? Well, just throw that out there.
Yeah.
Just, but what else personally, dude?
So that just making sure, I mean, it's our second go around and I mean, everything goes nice and smooth and we make it through the rest of the year with two kids and healthy and all good, you know, and sane.
I wish you luck, so, dude. Hell
thank
yeah.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you.
This past year, I started a new job and hoping to grow more into that. I mean, people coming out of COVID, I mean, you've seen how much the industry and everything and work has changed with COVID trying to,
yeah.
I mean, you've come out on the good end of things. I feel like, I watch you grow real proud of you and what
thanks,
you've
man.
Done, but
appreciate
with,
that.
Just with my new job, jumping into a whole kind of a different industry of sorts and kind of growing with that and making my job what it wants to be. And still learning with that and keep growing from there. I mean, those are kind of my two big personal goals is keep growing, keep going.
Hell yeah, dude.
Go from there.
How many more dates you be taking your wife on in 2022?
Dates. That's, I don't know. I mean, we're going to go to Slackwater here hopefully after this when we're done. So we start talking about this. Let me go over. I got a pregnant wife. I got to go take care of who's hungry.
Go.
And
yeah.
We talk about Slackwater, but that's whenever we can get out, that's the goal. So
I like that. I appreciate that.
Your personal goals.
Personal goals or
personal.
Personal goals. So actually I wrote these down. Let me pull this up right here.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you all of them because some of them are legitimately personal, but
I would like fossil one more for me, get in shape again. I mean, I've perfected the dad bod. I'm very proud of my dad bod. It's time to slim the dad bod.
Hey man, it's all about portion control and I learned something today, actually. Here's a medical health fact I learned today. I didn't know
not
until
to be cliche with the new year, but he goes getting
healthy. Oh, you're good.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't want to just get healthy again, you know?
So here's something I found out. So cortisol is a stress hormone. Mm-hmm. The only way it leaves the body is through sweat or tears.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I went through how much medical school and I didn't know that. I thought you excreted it through the liver. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But cortisol, which is a stress hormone, which all of us have,
mm-hmm.
especially if we drink a lot of coffee or a lot of caffeine,
eight.
It leaves your body through sweat or tears. So
hopefully happy tears.
Sure. Cry it out. Feel the feels or sauna, dude.
Yeah.
Sauna it up. Go get workout. Mm-hmm. A little cardio. I know you guys have a bike, right?
Yeah, we have a bike. What's up here? Downstairs. So yeah,
hit it up,
we
got man.
Hit that up, and then I mean, happy tears. I mean, Foo Fighters are coming back, so we can cry and see.
Know,
we can see our
dude.
Boy Dave again.
Oh my God, one of my heroes, or I guess unspoken heroes.
I asked for his book for Christmas. So.
Oh shit! It's been fantastic, by the way.
Okay.
Storytellers.
Yep.
No comment.
Yeah. Good.
You need to listen to it.
Though. I'm going
to
get the audio book too.
Don't
I want the actual book.
Right. Me too.
get it signed one day.
Yes. Thank you. You're on the same page.
Yes.
Okay. So, personal goals.
Yep,
so,
sorry. Keep going.
I'm going to talk about, so my private personal goals I keep to myself, but for the podcast, I would like to be more humble.
Okay.
I don't think I'm a snooty, you know, look at me kind of guy, but I want to be just be more humble. I always want to be more caring.
Like you're pretty humble. I mean, you went on, I'm drawing a blank. I love their podcast.
I'm Salt Lake.
You went there.
Yeah.
You're great.
Thanks,
deflected.
Man.
It was great. And try to give the credit to everybody else, which you've built this. So.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, it was hard to talk about. It's always hard for people to talk about themselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? And I just want to educate and share and keep it going, I guess. And so that was really hard. It was actually really hard for me to be interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I talked a lot.
No, you did a great job.
But thanks, man.
I mean, you got three podcasters in a room. There's going to be a lot of talking. So.
I get that, yeah. So yeah, be more humble. I want to talk less about bidets in 2022.
Well, you want to hear something crazy?
Go for it.
I'm getting my bidet and what's Christmas is in 5 days.
Okay, listen, this is for next year. So I can talk about it all this year, but yeah. That bidet, let me know when it's ready. I'm going to test it out.
I'm really excited. I'm ready to get Andrea on board with
it. Wait, is it a tushy or a bidet?
My mom two different things. Did she say anything? I know my mom's spending good money on it.
Okay, so that's okay. If you're spending good money on it. Oh, yeah.
Because I said, I'm like, I want one. And I'm like, I mean, listen, I'm going to get you one. I'm like, all right, well, here's the Amazon. She goes, no. I'm buying you a nice one.
Yes. Let me test it out, would you?
Thanks, bidavid.
I've had a lot of people change their phone contact to put David because of that. Another thing is more sponsors. I want to showcase cool people, not because I want a sponsor, but I want to be able to, at the beginning or middle or end of my podcast, I want to be able to showcase those people, those artists.
Well, the people you get really, like, the product's really cool. Obviously, everything you do from brewers to what they're working with.
Right.
And, or other places, but that's what's cool, getting the stories behind people. And then when I go places, I'm like, oh, you're this person. I heard all about you because David talked about you. And they're like, oh, I hope you don't think I'm creepy. And they're like, no, you're cool. So,
I have so many cool friends because of this podcast. And I feel really blessed and really it's humbling because everyone's got a story, dude. Even from the home brewers like Brent, they all have stories, dude.
Those random episodes. Like, I don't know who Brent is, but I know he's a guy that jumped out Blaine. He likes to juggle.
Oh, I know. And he likes to juggle. Right. Yeah. Hey, so real quick, we're opening Proper Brewing's Wolf of the Eclipse. Shout out to Proper Boys. For this is a Rosian beer lager aged in Pinot Noir barrels. So cheers, brother. This is supposed to be at 6.66% ABV.
Hey.
So. Ooh.
That easy. Did not taste what I thought was going to taste like.
Huh. Is it just me? Or did you get a little chocolate note? Like a chocolate rind? Kind of.
A little, I don't know, sweetness. If it's chocolate, but
right,
like,
but it's like a...
Well, I look at it and I want caramel. And then it's
caramel.
Not there.
I mean, like that. Like, it's like
between quite there.
Chocolate and caramel. Yeah.
Yeah. No hop.
No, it's not bitter at all.
Mm-mm.
Interesting. Anyway.
That's good.
Not bad.
That tastes like a really light, crisp lager, and it does not look like one at all.
Not at all. I want to meet more cool people. There's so many more cool people out there.
One thing I would love to see, and this is just kind of me for you guys. I mean, I feel like I talk to you a lot about stuff, but
yeah,
more of those. I mean, you got Slackwater, but more of those pubs that feature so many good beers across the state or anything kind of like that. Like those good, I mean, the restaurants basically, like your Porcupines, kind of those type of styles and
gotcha,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Like, they have such a good story of what they've built up to and always trying to showcase local stuff. Excuse me. That's kind of one thing I would love to see too. You kind of jumping into.
Gotcha. I like that. Thank you.
That's just me. That's the dad with the kid trying to go out and enjoy stuff.
Because you want more kid-friendly places.
Yeah, you know me. We get out of Utah and there's so many.
Right, but because of that feedback, I know now how to hone in certain genres, I guess, in a way. Another thing is more collabs. I would like to either do more collabs with
distillers too. Brewers, distilleries,
breweries, syrup. I want a
Syrupco.
Syrupco, I'm pushing for them to do the pineapple or the mango habanero.
Yeah.
Like that syrup would be fucking dank. Like, let's go, you know. More collabs like Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop could only do a Taste Masters only, like the Taste Masters cupcake. That'd be cool. Or a Hans Kombucha would have a Taste Masters booch. Like, all those fans out there that want to see my booch. You got to go to Hans Kombucha if you want to see my booch, right?
David Scobe. Scobies.
David's booch.
Yeah.
I like that. But more collabs. And let's see. I also, this is a selfish one. I want to have Taste Masters on a billboard with all my friends.
Get there.
Yeah. Because like when Scott asked me this question, I wanted to be in a magazine.
Got that done.
Done. I wanted to be interviewed. Done. I got interviewed. I don't know. I didn't ask to be interviewed. I was interviewed by Salt Lake, which is a great, I mean, it was a fun time.
That's the one established podcast. They only reach out to the best. So.
Yeah. So I think they have, you know, Chris and Christy are doing great things at I Am Salt Lake. And then, let's see. Yeah. Being a billboard because I want the podcast has never been about me. It's been about the artists and the beautiful people I interview. Well,
let's get back behind Photoshop, make this happen.
Let's do it. So yeah, you're my logo and label guy. Because of you, Chandler, we have a Tastemasters logo.
Yeah. Let's check the we'll see how much it will cost you, and we'll see how much I'll charge you, and we'll get back to that, you know. So
I got you. GoFundMe for that.
Yeah, free. But then free 99.
Hopefully
I'm not good enough to charge.
The Tastemasters Festival is a real, you know, real thing in 2022. That'd be really cool. Because I know my team's trying to make it about me. I'm going to turn it back on them. I know they're listening, but I'm going to turn it back on them. It's not about me. It'd be all my fucking awesome people I've interviewed in one room. They'd be really cool. Besides that, dude, like, I'm excited for 2022. It's, you know, I hate the winter, so I'm ready for the cold part to be over. But I'm down, dude. Let's go.
Yeah. It's fun. Well, we got snow now, so I'm happy with it. So get that. But I mean, see all these people talking about how the pessimism of 2022, because 2022 is also set as 2020, 2.
Oh.
You know, you may feel like COVID's never going to end and stuff, but no, sure. We can get through it. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to say we'll be fine. There's still a lot of shit going on, but make it our bitch.
I like that, dude. Yeah. It's how you perceive things and how you want your life, like how you put it out there. Let's go. Like make it your year.
Yeah.
But besides that, Chandler, as a beer connoisseur, what's something in your beer aspect you want to grow or a goal for you in 2022? Oh,
to grow, man. Just outside of beer, keep expanding, trying other new things too. I mean, you're the one that kind of turned me on the cider, trying to get onto other things like that. I mean, I tried to open
sake, dude.
So, I love sake. I got sake. You know, I like that. I got trying to get on the booch train.
Get on the booch train. This house better have booch. You can have it when you're pregnant or not pregnant.
Kombucha, you've got me on cider. I mean, I won't touch cider unless I know it's going to be a good cider. Gotcha. Already, you know. Keep trying new things. My wife already makes fun of me because, I mean, when the pandemic happened, she's like, you took it upon yourself to keep all the local breweries in business. And I'm like, yeah, because they need us.
Get your kegerator, dude.
Oh, man. So I'm ready to start homebrewing. Not here, don't worry. It's over there. But I have my buddy across the street. He got a fridge. He's ready to kegerator it and make it. Yes. We've already talked about the first one we're going to make is a red ale.
Hell yeah.
So our buddy Garrett, which is, we went to high school with him too and everything. Yeah, yeah. So happened to live across the street from me, and he's a beer guy. So I'm ready to, we've talked about it a few times, but we're ready to start doing our own thing.
Hell
over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so, I like that. It's really cool.
So once we get one made, I'll make sure to share
hey,
that
you
with
let
you.
Me know if you need a taster, and you let me know if you need any help.
Well, it goes both ways with us already, you know.
You,
so
I got you. But anytime you're in the area, let me know, dude. If there's anything else I can do for you, let me know.
Yeah.
You and the missus. But yeah, dude, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to come and hang out and drink some beers.
Thanks
and
for coming up here. You know, I'll never turn that down.
You're always supporting me. So thanks, Chandler. You've been supporting me since the old days, back in the CH days. You know what I'm saying?
Back in Cherry Hill when we were doing whatever the hell we were doing.
There's a random shit.
That weird four square game between the
sheds. Yeah, dude. Like, yeah. And get the ball in a little corner thing.
See, you know it.
Yeah, man. That was terrible.
And then us playing football and trying not to get destroyed.
Yeah, terrible, dude. fantastic, terrible times. But you know, you and Andrea have gone through a lot with me in my life, and I appreciate that.
Same with you, both us. So.
Yeah, dude, and you guys are always my door is always open for both of you. Mm-hmm. Even Lucas, all three of you, or I get four of you.
Well, he loves Beer Maker David.
I appreciate
that. He's
got Granddad
David and Beer Maker David.
But anytime you are in the area, let me know. I'll make it happen for you guys. But you're beautiful, man. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Appreciate you. And is there anything else you got for this episode, man?
Happy New Year.
I mean, Happy New Year.
When this comes out, we'll be driving to California.
Be safe.
Year's.
Have
so
fun.
Hell yes.
Get schwasted and
responsibly.
Responsibly.
Yeah, responsibly.
But on that note, brother,
yep.
Until the next beverage, my man.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy New Year.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram @the_Tastemasters, on Twitter @TheTastemasters, and on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded @Fuse Audio. Give them a follow @Fuse_Audio.